Hey Mike, imagine yourself in the midst of a brooding medieval city, surrounded by the skittering chaos of the Skaven, the terrifying ratmen of the Warhammer universe. That's right, today we're diving into the gothic shadows and frenzied action of Warhammer. End Times, Vermintide Sigmar's Blessing, a thrilling expansion that spices up the already pulse-pounding co-op action of Vermintide. Now, Vermintide is like a roller coaster of chaos and cooperation, mixed with a dash of desperation. This game is a first-person action game where you and up to three other players take on the challenge of clearing out hordes of Skaven. It's packed with action, and it's all about teamwork. Sigmar's Blessing brings some holy upgrades to the table, letting you tinker with your loot and gear up with veteran-tier weapons. Imagine delving into the Shrine of Solace, a mystical place where you can offer your unwanted loot and tweak your arsenal to better suit your playstyle. So, what makes Sigmar's Blessing worth checking out? Well, it's not just about slaying rats, it's about doing it in style with the right build and gear. The DLC introduces 5 new traits and 40 fresh weapons, adding layers of strategy and customization to the game. The new hero trinkets can enhance your chances of scoring loot tailored to your favorite hero, making each run excitingly unpredictable yet rewarding. Visually, Vermintide embraces a moody, gritty aesthetic, staying true to its Warhammer roots. It's set in the gloomy city of Ubersreich, with environments crafted to capture the looming dread of the end times. From dark alleyways to eerie keeps, the game's graphics are rich with detail, bringing the Warhammer universe to life with immersive intensity. In terms of gameplay style, if you enjoy games like Left 4 Dead, Vermintide will be right up your alley. Both games share that cooperative rush where every wave of enemies feels like a terrifying dance of survival and skill. Yet, Vermintide adds its flair with a medieval setting and melee-focused combat that gets the adrenaline pumping. Now, why might you want to skip this? Well, if you're not a fan of high-octane first-person action where timing and teamwork are key, or if the fantasy theme doesn't quite catch your fancy, it might not be your cup of tea. But given what I know about your gaming tastes, this doesn't delve into genres like anime or farm simulators. Vermintide's strong suit is the sheer thrill of battling overwhelming odds with a group of friends, wielding swords and sorcery to make each win feel like an epic tale of victory. It's all about the camaraderie when you're cornered by Skaven, swinging your blades for dear life. All in all, if you're looking for an action-packed game that boasts tactical depth amid the carnage, Sigmar's Blessing in Vermintide is well worth a try. It offers a dynamic blend of fierce combat, dark fantasy, and loot customization that could provide many thrilling nights of gameplay. So gear up, rally your crew, and may Sigmar bless your battles. Until next time, keep those blades sharpened and your wits even sharper, Mike.